Well, now the latest on Hurricane Ian, which has weakened slightly after passing over the western part of Cuba. Still a strong storm, a Category 3 making its way towards Florida. Could hit the coast there, the Gulf Coast, sometime tomorrow night. There are evacuation orders in effect for much of Florida's Gulf Coast. An emergency declaration for the entire state. Jeffrey George is director of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He's in Gainesville. And Jeff, we're not surprised that a storm kind of lessens a bit as it passes over land. But it's now going to be heading into the Gulf and the warm waters there. Do you expect it to gain strength?
I sure do, because what happened was overnight, after it strengthened, it weakened a little bit. Ian weakened a little bit as it passed over western Cuba. Western Cuba is pretty flat, so we did expect that. But we do expect it to strengthen some more into a Category 4 sometime later on this afternoon or this evening, and that would be winds. A Category 4, winds over 131 miles an hour, and there's a really good chance that storm will stay a Category 4 as it makes landfall somewhere in between west central Florida and the southwestern parts of the state.
Look, we were on the Florida coast in 2018 after Hurricane Michael, and the damage in some areas was stunning. I mean, these are all predictions, and wouldn't it be great if it didn't happen? But do you have a sense this could be as strong, stronger? Where would you put it?
As far as Hurricane Ian goes, and I hate to compare any storm to something historical, and to put the word historical out there, we have to be careful how we do that, because all of these storms, they really have a mind of their own. And like you mentioned, this is science, and these are forecasts and probabilities that we're putting out there. And we're doing the best that we can to make them as accurate as possible, but still err on the side of safety. So we want to use the verbiage that we use, we want to make sure that we are communicating our emergency messaging and public safety as responsible as possible. And we don't want to put people in a panic, so we want to make sure that the words that we use are getting people prepared and planned so they can execute that plan calmly.
I hear you. You're not going to compare it to Michael or Andrew. We were also there for Andrew. But tell us, we're talking about winds, but what about rainfall?
Rainfall is going to be significant, and that's where it could reach historical levels. So along the west central coast, and this is from the Tampa St. Pete area down towards Sarasota and possibly a little bit farther north, and then as you go east towards Daytona Beach and Orlando, there's a swath of rain. And it sounds ridiculous, Robin, but we're talking about 6 to 15 inches of rain, and there will be pockets of maybe up to 20 inches of rain somewhere in there. So that's from the west central coast of Florida all the way towards the east central and possibly northeast coast. So 5 to 15 inches, that is devastating.
Yeah, it is. By the way, people in Georgia are very concerned. Should they be? Or do you not know that now?
Oh, no, we know. Yeah. So in Georgia, if this forecast stays on track, the storm will weaken into a tropical depression or a very strong low pressure system. So the threats for Georgia and the Carolinas are strictly rain, a lot of water, and possibly several inches of rain over several days. And that would be Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah. And back to Florida, which is really bracing. Are you still, as other forecasters are, looking at possibly tomorrow night?
Yes, we sure are. So we are expecting landfall somewhere along the west central or southwest coast. We're giving a range. We want to be careful how we put those times out there.
Right.
So we're saying in between 5 o'clock in the afternoon and 10 o'clock tomorrow evening, somewhere in that cone of uncertainty.
Jeffrey George, again, you don't want to emphasize some of these predictions, but you don't want to underemphasize them either. So in the 30 seconds we have, what would you say to people along that Gulf Coast, Tampa area, whatever, who may be thinking, my house is strong?
Right. And that thinking, the one thing that we don't have control of is what people do and what they think. We just want to make sure that we get the life-saving information out there on a consistent and constant basis.
I'll say it then. There are evacuation orders in effect for the Gulf Coast and is an emergency across the entire state. So take care. Jeffrey George, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.